Always so much pressure on me to say something funny at the start of the show.
I don't know about that.
It's literally your job. It's in your job description.
It's the only thing I'm good at.
You're the head comic master. I'm going to put that on a card for you.
Head comic master. You're the comic master. Or Charles is.
Yeah. I'm a real big bummer.
I'm the wit, as our lawyer put it years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we decided at work that we're going to take F's out of everything.
F's?
Yeah, just F's are completely
Some guy was mispronouncing something, and he was leaving the F out, and it was super annoying.
I feel like I don't use the letter F very often.
You just used it in the word often.
But I left, but I left it out of the word feel, you so I was on top of that. Tell me when to go.
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 Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 56. My name is Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Ryan.
Lorenzo, that's how you do an intro.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to learn that.
Smooth and with a little bit of E40.
A little bit of E40 or WD-40.
It's what the people demand.
It's all about the smoothness, so whichever 40 you got to use.
Yeah, just spray it in your throat like... Like I'm
right,
all lubed
right before,
up.
Yeah, right
I'm
before.
All lubed up, ready to go. Yeah. And
that's how Ryan gets his voice like
it
that.
It prevents rust. So that's good.
It prevents rust.
It's a great lubricant, too.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
The boys on Ryander like it a lot. A little throwback for you.
Speaking of throwbacks, what you been up to, Lorenzo?
Watching a lot of Netflix and playing games when I have the time.
What are you watching on Netflix?
I just watched something really dumb. I can't
tell
remember.
Us all about the
there's,
dumb.
There's a lot
remember.
Of dumb
I,
stuff
I can't
on Netflix.
I remember what it was.
Yeah.
I've been watching just like a lot of dumb movies too.
I watched a dumb movie on Hulu.
Did I tell you guys I watched Meg on here?
No. Where is it on one of the streaming services? Or?
No.
Did you go to the theater to watch it?
No. Hell no.
Did you find a discarded copy of it somewhere and you're like, huh, just picked it up out in front of Walmart
right,
or something?
It's a Oscar screener.
Yeah.
Just found it in the...
He's in the Academy.
It's in the, like, the discard bin at the Blockbuster.
Yeah, pretty much.
How was it? How good was it?
Oh, man, it is not good.
It's not supposed to be good. It's supposed to be Sharknado with Jason Statham in it.
Yeah. Is it a modern day Jaws?
It has that feel to it. I really wish, like, every single time I see, like, you know, giant sharks or whatever, I just think of Sam Jackson getting eaten in Deep Blue Sea, and I wish that would have happened in this.
Sam Jackson would have gotten eaten?
Yeah. That would have been amazing.
You just want him to come in and get eaten? I thought you wanted it to eat Jason Statham.
No, he's the hero in the whole thing. You can't have him eat.
And he's white.
It's true. Yeah. He's white.
You can't have the white guy die.
Right. Or LL Cool J.
Or LL Cool J, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing him get eaten.
Yeah. By Chris O'Donnell on that show.
God. Chris O'Donnell does not look good.
No.
He aged like a big old box
of milk.
He
didn't look like he did in Batman Forever.
No.
I guess it wasn't Robin Forever, so.
No, it wasn't. Because George Clooney still looks pretty good, right?
He does.
Yeah. He aged like a wine. A fine wine.
A fine
Chris
wine.
Chris O'Donnell aged like milk.
Like a boxed wine.
Like a boxed wine.
So I was in this binge of watching terrible movies. So the second one that I watched was Skyscraper.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The Rock?
Yeah.
How bad? Was that better or worse than The Meg?
Way worse.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked pretty bad.
He didn't kill anybody.
No.
He just used his prosthetic leg to like...
He fought with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like...
Did he shoot a hook out of it? Like Bionic Commando?
Like I said... He just see him dangling.
Just flopped it all over the place.
I was like waiting for it. It never came though. It was so stupid.
Why do they have to give him a prosthetic limb?
Because they're all about inclusion these days.
Because of 9/11. And they should have found a...
We need a handy capable hero.
Yeah.
Then why don't they just get that kid from Breaking Bad?
Right? His polio crutches could shoot grappling hooks as well as a prosthetic leg. Yeah.
There you go.
They could do all kinds, like the Joker's fucking umbrella, do whatever they need to do at that moment.
The Penguin's umbrella?
Yeah. It shoots, it's like a gun, it's like a gas thing.
You said the Joker's umbrella.
Did I?
Yes.
It's been a long week.
A little disappointed in you right now.
The Joker could have one too. You don't know.
I mean, anyone could have an umbrella, really.
Yeah.
It's rainy in Gotham.
Sure.
You want his makeup to streak. Took a long time to apply that lipstick.
That's true. That's true. Anything else?
No. Just terrible movies.
Did you beat Red Dead yet?
No. I'm about like halfway through it. But just like I said, I haven't had time.
You've had time to watch god-awful movies.
Yeah, when I'm being lazy and I just want to lay there. It's totally different than sitting there and trying to focus on something.
You're a real disappointment.
I don't understand really? What this laziness is.
The guy that hasn't even made it out of the snow yet.
I like the snow. It's pretty.
Ryan, what have you not been up to?
I haven't been playing Red Dead. I haven't been sleeping. I got a new TV. Did you see my new TV?
No.
55 inches, bitch.
How many was your old one?
46.
Huh.
I got 10 more inches.
What'd you do with your old one?
It's sitting in that box.
What'd you do?
I'm asking for a guy.
I'm asking for a friend. I really would like to know.
It's still out there.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's next week's giveaway.
That's
whole TV.
Next month's giveaway. That's right.
I don't know. I don't know where the stand is and the remote's a little wonky.
What is next month's giveaway? Our Tomb Raider giveaway, not very popular.
It wasn't. This one is going to take off.
Our next one's going to be big.
It's going
to
be real.
Do you want to wait to announce it?
No. By the time they hear it, it'll be up.
All right. What is it?
Smash for the Switch.
The new Super Smash Bros.
That's right. Because it comes out in a week, right?
Right.
Right.
I already have mine ordered, so.
You're not eligible to win.
I am not eligible to win.
Well, maybe they'll win his copy that he just ordered.
Maybe.
No, heck no, man. That's just expensive because I got the Smash controller and everything. Like,
wow, no, really? You went all out?
Yeah.
Wow. I know. You were smashing so bad.
No, I just
smashing
like...
Smashing so hard.
So, like,
so all the people that come over to your house will know...
That he smashes.
That you smash.
Yeah. Yeah. Walk in and it's just going to be smash everywhere.
Ladies are going to come in and just panties drop. Just be like, let's smash.
Let's smash.
They're all ready to go and you're just like... I'm not like that. We just met. Just wanted to play video games.
Right, I'm Kirby. Blue Kirby.
Jesus Christ, Lorenzo.
So what have you been up to, Ron?
I just finished Daredevil.
Asking for a friend, by the way. Was there something wrong with the old TV or you just needed a bigger one?
I just needed a bigger one.
Because you're going blinder.
Because I'm going blinder.
Okay.
It's really hard. That's why
What's
I
your
like...
new app? Blinder?
Yeah. Done with Grinder, done with Rinder. Now it's Blinder. It's a dating website for blind people.
For just ugly blind people?
Yeah. No. Now, because I was watching football and... You have the little ticker on the bottom that says, like...
The score and shit?
Scores and injuries and whatever's going on. And I'm just like... it starts on one side of the screen. And by the time it gets to the left, I read Drew Brees, but everything is gone.
Okay. You remember how the original Game Boy had that, like, magnifying glass thing you could put in front
of
the screen?
Over the front of my TV, just on the bottom so I can read the sports ticker? Yes. Or just put it right in the center so I can see my reticle playing games.
It's like, I see movement. Let me zoom in on that. Shoot.
And I'm dead again. Justin, what have you been up to?
Playing the shit out of some Red Dead. Played some Red Dead Online.
How'd it go?
And I watched a terrible movie.
Was there any lag, glitches, connections, problems?
I got disconnected once. I think I had just like ridden somewhere. There's a few things that annoy me about it, like how you randomly spawn in places,
mm-hmm.
And your horse is nowhere around you. You have to whistle for it and then wait like a full minute for it to ride up to you when you spawn. But like,
I've heard that
I had done some shit and then it disconnected me. And when I reconnected, I spawned on like the opposite side of the map, and the things that I had just done weren't saved.
Oh yeah.
So I had to like. Either pay to fast travel back over to Blackwater or ride my happy ass there again. That was irritating.
You can't quick travel. You have to pay.
Yes. to quick travel, you have to either take a train or take a stagecoach, and they cost money. Or you can auto travel on your horse, which takes a while.
Yeah, because it's a pretty spread out environment.
It's a big map.
Yeah.
Big map. Yeah. And, well, we can get to it later, but people are complaining about the economy in the game. And, yeah, I can see why.
All right, cool.
But other than that, I finally watched that. I don't understand why this movie won awards that Benicio, not Benicio del Toro. Who's the other del Toro?
Guillermo.
Guillermo del Toro, Shape of Water.
Shape of Water, you watched that?
I watched it on Hulu.
I keep seeing it on there. I'm not interested
in
it.
Did she fuck that fish?
She fucked it.
She fucked it.
Oh, she fucked that fish.
Wow.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Gross. So
apparently, he's got a penis that's tucked inside that comes out.
Yeah.
She explains it. She explains using sign language because she's mute.
Oh, okay. And also a pervert. That would fuck a fish man.
She's, hold on.
Is she also like autistic or something?
What's the word?
Asperger's.
She's an ichthy.
She's an ichthyologist.
She's an
ichthyphiliac.
Yes, ichthyphiliac.
She only fucks fish.
She likes fucking fish. Yeah. Someone had made a joke on another podcast that this was the same fish man from the Hellboy movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? Now I'm curious. I want to see this. And it looks the same, but I don't see how they
It's the same guy, too. Doug, whatever.
Well, he doesn't talk or anything. So if they made him wear that stupid fish costume for God knows how many hours, I feel so bad.
Oh, he didn't even talk?
It made noises. It didn't speak.
What's that guy's name? Doug something?
Yeah, but all he does is like those types of roles, doesn't he?
That's super authentic.
That's the sound he made.
Yeah, what is that guy's name? But I know all his roles. He's in some type of makeup.
Doug Jones.
He's Data, right?
No.
No.
Didn't Data do the voice? Oh,
no.
Okay. I thought Data did the voice at least in the Hellboy movies.
No, I don't think so.
No, it was Doug Jones.
Hmm.
He's a creepy looking dude.
Well, he sounds like Data.
Does he?
Yeah, he is a creepy looking dude. But like, I don't. He's super famous for being all these makeups.
Yeah.
Because Data sounds like.
Oh, they're remaking Nosferatu, and he's going to be in that.
Great.
As Nosferatu, as his Count Orlok or whatever, or Orkin or whatever his name is.
Can't wait.
So it wasn't that good, huh?
Eh.
Tell me about it. Stud.
So there's this
spoiler alert.
This mute chick, and it's like in the 50s, and she like masturbates in the bathtub.
What, for real?
Mm-hmm.
So she's really about like water sports.
She's all into water. Well, like she was She was an orphan. She was found like on a riverbank.
Oh. She wasn't like floating down the river?
In a, like a wicker basket?
Yeah.
No.
Aw, oh, damn it.
yes, her name was Roses.
Roses?
I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
Like Moses? Oh, come
okay.
on. Come on.
God. I was about to get mad. I'm ready to get mad.
No.
You so have plenty to get mad about today. Don't you worry,
but
Ryan.
But she's like a cleaning lady at this government facility where they bring in this fish monster that they found like down in Brazil. It was like worshipped by the locals.
So, of course.
And there's like this creepy
America
guy.
America stole him.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
Because we're going to like, well, we can't let the Russians have him.
God, no.
Because what if...
I
mean, have
to turn him into a weapon.
I don't know. It's a pretty flimsy. They're like, well,
bass destruction.
It can breathe water and air, so we're gonna like study it so that we can use that technology to go to the moon or some. Like I shit you not, that's one of the things that they
we're
say.
Whalers on the moon. The fucking water on the moon.
Really?
Yes, thank you. Whalers Futurama ties into everything. So yeah, but then they're just like, let's just kill it, and then we'll study or some shit.
We'll just,
it's a real flimsy.
We went through all the trouble
premise.
To steal this fish monster. Let's kill it.
Yeah, it's a real flimsy premise. And then there's like a Russian scientist who's like working for the Russians, and he's like, "No, you can't kill it. It's beautiful." And the Russians,
I want to fuck it too.
The Russians are like, yeah, kill it so that they can't study it. And it, everyone wants it dead except for the mute, perverted girl. So she kidnaps it, or not kidnaps it. She steals it. with the intent to let it go free.
So this is like Free Willy, but someone fucks the fish.
It's Free Willy, and it's got a fish willy in it.
Wow.
Cloaca.
Double whammy.
They don't show the fish willy.
It's just implied.
It's, well, and she like, she mimes, she mimes it. She's like, because her friend's like, did you fuck it? And she's like, mimes it, and then she's like, does this. So if you're watching the YouTube.
And now she's just, she's filled with.
Spoilers.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, she's filled with fish semen.
That's gross.
Sweet.
And then she saves it, and she gets killed in the meantime, and then he brings her back to life.
Oh, he's magical, too.
Oh, yeah. He can heal people. Like, her friend is bald, and he, like, somehow makes his hair grow back. Kind of like,
I want that.
Didn't Edward Scissorhands have some magic powers or some shit like that, too?
No. Did he make it snow or something? Are you thinking of powder?
Maybe I'm thinking of powder. Yeah, I'm thinking of powder.
I don't know. I think he exploded or something, didn't he?
Does he give her a voice back or something?
No, she's got these scars on her neck, right? That they're like, oh, well, that's why you lost your voice. And then, like, at the end.
Because you were born with scars on your neck?
Well, they found her like that.
Oh, that's right.
So then at the end, like, he carries her off into the water, and then the scars turn into gills, and they, like, swim happily ever after.
Does she start doing the same thing?
Oh, so she turns into a fish monster.
She still looks human.
Would you bang her?
With gills.
Would you let her put her fish cloaca inside of you?
I don't know. Aren't they sharp inside?
I think so.
Oh, I was thinking of the gills. I was thinking of putting my dick inside gills.
That's fine.
Wow.
You've seen two friends, one fish.
Yeah, I know. That was the first thing. Hey, we're going to go and do this. Oh, didn't you delete that one?
What?
Off the Patreon?
I don't remember, dude. Oh. I do a lot of weird shit that I don't remember. I don't even feel bad about it when I do it.
You drink a lot.
I do drink a lot. Speaking of drinking a lot, let's have some bad beers.
All right. What do we got here?
Bottle is Lorenzo, I think.
Cider Boys.
Cider Boys.
Grand Mimosa.
What?
Apple and orange hard cider.
There you go. It's a mimosa
cider
in
boys.
A bottle. It's mimosa
what?
In a bottle,
get
buddy.
Down on it, Cider Boy.
That just... Why, Ryan?
Cider Boys. They should have spelled it with an I.
Here you go.
And a Z.
Yeah. It's one of those.
That's right. Ryan, you're going to need that.
I did that the last time. I was like, why am I doing this? I... Just
sorry, I apologize.
Don't know.
I apologize.
It's a lot of apple.
Real apple, yeah. Not yeah. orange?
No, not so much.
It tastes like apple.
It just tastes like... It tastes,
smells like wine.
It just tastes like...
It's cider, man. It's
it just tastes like
liquor.
Apple. I just get a lot of apple.
Yeah, this isn't bad. Oh my God, 26 carbs. Enjoy that.
Whoa. It's going straight to your thighs.
It's not bad, though, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's,
dude, it just tastes like apple cider. There's no orange in there.
There's nothing there.
I wanted those flavors to clash real bad.
I can see it totally doing that, but I don't. It just tastes.
It smells. Oh, you remember that non-alcoholic cider? The sparkling cider
everyone
drank as a kid?
Marinetti's or Marzetti's or whatever the fuck it is that people drink at Christmas.
That's what that tastes like.
Yeah. That's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
That sucks. Throw it away. Get a new one.
It's got a little bit of an orange juice taste to it.
I don't get any of it.
But it's mostly like you have that hard, like crisp apple right in the front, and that's about it.
I love a crisp asshole.
Yeah.
I'm getting a nice chauffeur. Chauffeur? Is that it?
Yeah, let me see.
C-H-O-U-F-F-E. Chocoveza?
I would pronounce it chow.
This is like important. Scott, are you fucking kidding me?
Chowfy?
This sounds gross. Belgian dark ale.
Is this a winter one?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Belgian dark ale brewed with spices. Do you want to know what the spices are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thyme?
Yes.
And curacao peel.
Why?
I didn't even know. I thought curacao was just a liquor. I didn't know it was an actual plant.
I did too.
What?
I thought it was just that blue liquor.
Maybe they just peeled the label off a bottle of curacao.
Just stuck it in there. This needs more blue.
Wow. That sounds terrible.
I fucking hate thyme. I really do.
Thyme is on your side, though.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Time makes fools of us all.
I gotta be honest, it doesn't smell terrible. Wait.
Wait.
I think I'm just smelling the bottle.
I hope it is terrible. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
The way you're looking at it, you're like,
this is made by Duvel. I didn't. That's cool. I like Duvel. They make good stuff.
Pass the Dutchie.
Yeah, man, it's not bad. Wow. I hope we don't all get decent beers.
Pass the Shoofy.
No,
the Shoofy to the left-hand side.
Have we ever done that?
It says Donker.
I think we did it once.
Donker Winter Beer. I just thought the little guys on the front were cute.
Right, they are cute.
Oh, it's got a little shit.
I don't even taste thyme. I don't even taste spices at all.
Really?
It honestly tastes a lot like Duvel.
It's N apostrophe ice.
Yes. Nice.
Nice Shoofy. Limited edition, brewed only once each winter by Brasserie de Chantilly.
What?
In the heart of
were
the...
Were you swallowing your thumb?
Ardennes Forest of Belgium.
It's like a pool.
Brasserie de Chantilly began brewing this intensely complex bottle-conditioned ale in 1993.
Well, that sounds lovely.
This deep, dark winter... Warmer. I'm having a hard time focusing my eyes because of my cold.
You had a cold in your eyes?
Is rich in taste, spicy, full of complex, fruity, berry-like, vinous flavors that are complemented by malt overtones. Blue! Beer enthusiasts may wish to cellar this bottle immediately for enjoyment in the years to come.
What, seriously?
Or serve as an after-dinner drink at 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, an aperitif.
What
like room temperature?
What temperature is 60 degrees?
That's gross. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think it smells good.
Maybe it's just a weird taste.
It smells like a basement.
It's because they're like cellared. It tastes like a basement.
No, it's like, not great. I'm not a fan.
I like Belgians.
Women?
No, mostly just
waffles?
Van Damme. Just Van Damme.
Yeah, I don't think that's good.
I think it's pretty good. It's got a sweetness to it. I don't taste the thyme at all.
It tastes like Curacao.
I don't even know what Curacao tastes like. It's just something you put in drinks to make it blue.
It's not bad, but it's not like I wouldn't drink it. It's not bad.
I would smoke a cigar while I was drinking this. Would be nice.
Oh, fancy boy.
Yeah.
He's a cider boy. You a fancy boy.
Yeah, I am.
I've got the Prescott Brewing Company's Christmas City Ale. Holiday ale brewed with spices. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this one says.
I think the spices are on there, and they don't
blah,
sound
blah,
good.
Blah, 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 blah. Brewed with nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, and our special spices.
No one wants clove in their beer.
This subtle blend adds to the flavor of the malt and hops to create a wonderful holiday treat. I mean, at least their description isn't fucking
pretentious.
That's a local brewery. From Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott, Arizona, established in 1994.
By folks from New York City.
What does it say?
Oh, I have no clue. What are you doing?
Just 1994.
Just drink it. Does it smell like Christmas? Does it smell like the lobby of a fucking Michael's?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it smells like.
A lobby of a Michael's. Like, really?
That Michael's on the edge of town that no one goes to.
Yeah. Oh, don't go to that one. They get all the stuff from every other store.
Oh, gross.
Finally, we got a bad one. Dude, clove in beer has got to be the worst mistake ever.
That has a really pungent smell.
Nobody has ever said, like, I want spices in my beer. I want hops and barley in my beer. I don't want fucking spices.
His face is classic right there.
Oh my God.
It's like Pope. Like I just drank like a fucking thing of potpourri.
It tastes like the Pope.
I'm almost afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to choke on this.
It tastes like Pope Irie.
It does not taste good.
Pope Irie, man.
That does not taste good at all.
Wow. Dude. A big old pull off of that. So that I have less to drink.
It's like
Wow.
Going over your mom's house on Christmas and just picking up a candle and drinking it.
Dude.
Like that's drinking, exactly, the wax, yeah, drinking the, yeah, wax out of a burning candle.
It's like licking the dry mop from Michael's.
For real. Like, it's there's nothing good about that. Like that, they, maybe, yeah. Like, it you does just taste mopped like, up a bunch of shit at Michael's and you're like, well, I'm just going to ring
like
this
you just,
to
be- like you went, no, like you just went in and grabbed that red bag of pine cones and ripped it open and just started eating one like an apple. That's what it tastes like.
It's fucking awful. Yeah,
it's terrible. Yeah, it's, that's gross. Really.
Fuck, who bought this?
I did.
Fuck you.
I win.
That is a good, like, as a bad beer, that's a really bad,
that's
beer.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love seasonal beers. They give us so much to work with.
Especially around this time of year, like where it's Thanksgiving, and then you
pumpkin
roll,
beers.
Roll right into
Christmas beers. Yeah.
The rest of the year, we're like stuck with sours and gozes. Yeah. Until the next awful trend comes around.
It's all right. I got one with sea salt in it, too. We'll have that next week.
Oh, don't you worry. Don't that. You worry, Ryan. I got something for you next week. It's it'll
don't
be
you
good.
Worry about a thing.
Oh, girl, let's talk about video games.
Sweet.
I
just what I want to talk about. Where are we starting?
Let's start at Fallout. Let's start at the disaster that is Fallout 76.
The disaster.
So, people are demanding refunds, which we don't know. Did you see the guy flipping out? He went into GameStop to return his copy of Fallout, and they wouldn't exchange it, and he wrecked the fucking GameStop.
What?
Yeah. He like threw all the shelves over.
I mean, it's a day or two after the game came out.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
he's pissed.
He hated the game, and, yeah, I mean, to be fair, fuck GameStop.
Fuck GameStop.
They can eat all the
but
dicks.
Really, you can't return an open game. Everyone knows that.
What?
That's
what?
Just something you can't do. Don't get mad at them. Get mad at Bethesda. But that was good. So,
no, what I liked
still,
about it,
fuck
though,
GameStop.
What, yeah, I did like about it, though, is the manager, whoever was taking care of this guy, held the straight face the whole entire time and then answered the phone right afterwards like nothing was even happening. So I'm pretty impressed that he just like rolled with it. Like, you do whatever you're going to do, but I still got a job to do. So good for him.
All right.
Are you struggling that much over there, man? That potpourri beer just jacking you up.
You okay? You
look so like, bad.
I feel like this is gonna clear up that cold that
so,
you got going on over
there's
there.
There's a benefit to this is that it doesn't taste fucking terrible until you stop drinking it. It's the aftertaste.
Do you need a slow drip so it just constantly stays?
No, I just downed half of it.
Oh.
I can kill the rest of it in my next go around and be done with this fucking monster.
Just tear that band-aid off.
Jesus Christ, is disgusting.
I don't know. I'm enjoying my apple juice over here.
There may be a silver lining. It might make my shit smell good.
Mm-hmm. There you go. They'll have to let
like
us know.
Potpourri.
If my shit smells good tomorrow, I ain't flushing.
All right, so tons of people have been asking for refunds, and apparently there's a Fallout subreddit, people were like, hey, I called and I got a refund.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Then it was this huge fucking shitstorm of people calling Bethesda asking for refunds. And they gave out some, and then all of a sudden they just put the hammer down. Like, no, that's not our policy. Stop giving people refunds. And then they lost its collective shit like they do. And then the next thing is that people bought that $200 whatever
the
edition.
Helmet?
No, it was what was that fucking edition? The Power Armor edition. And it's supposed to come with a stupid like
canvas bag.
Canvas bag. I almost said sack.
It's just a potato sack.
Yeah, it's really just a potato sack. Really, but they replaced it with a cheap nylon one.
Really?
Yeah. After people paid $200 for this edition.
Wow.
And they're like, and they have no plans to rectify it. Like that. Sorry.
No, those
that's what
people.
You get.
Those people got $5 in microtransaction.
Oh yeah. And then on top of that, they got $5 to spend on their shitty game that they already
made. Yeah, that was how they rectified it. It was like, here's $5 towards your next microtransaction.
Sorry, you didn't get what you paid for. Here's $5.
So
of in-store credit, basically.
Outside of this, I'm looking at these big named companies right now, Bethesda, Blizzard, that are just fucking up all over the place.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're just pissing off all gamers.
I think a lot of game companies have come to the point where they're like, fuck you. You're gonna take what we give you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a sad trend.
It is.
Well, I mean, gamers have kind of done it to themselves as well.
Because they will buy anything.
That is the biggest thing, right?
They'll buy anything, but then they'll cry about it because they're a bunch of entitled fucking bitches.
Yeah.
This is like the epitome of first world problems.
And then the next one that comes out, they'll line up and pre-order it.
Yep.
No one will. This is a prime example of fucking wait. Wait until it comes out.
Yeah.
Stop lining up for shit. Stop pre-ordering shit.
No,
we've been saying it for years. Stop pre-ordering shit.
The reviews before a game comes out are always going to be good because game companies won't give their games to people who give bad reviews.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't worry about reviews until the game actually fucking comes out.
Especially like IGN and like those big companies, like they do their best on making your game look good.
Yeah. Right. Or they're not going to get pre-releases if they don't.
Right.
Like, no one's going to give Donkey a fucking pre-release.
No,
that
heck
guy shits
no.
on everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least he's honest. So right. I would believe him over IGN.
But he also does milk it because it's a
well,
shtick.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it is a shtick.
There's games that he obviously loves and plays for hours on end.
Yeah.
But talks nothing but shit about them.
But true. You also look at, like
well, look
this.
At, like the God of War one he did. Mm-hmm. He talked shit about it while he was doing it. But at the end, he still gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
So. At least he'll be truthful with you, even though he's
shtick. That game's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
God of War.
Sorry, let's not get sidetracked. Talking about good games, we can talk about shitty games.
But this one is just, I don't get it. Like, people were so hyped about it. I didn't have any interest. I don't know if you guys...
I think people were skeptical up until the release. Well, some people were, because they're like, why are you going MMO
right.
all of a sudden?
And that was the biggest deal, right? They wanted an online-based game, which was dumb. Like, you have something that you're really good at, which is single player. Keep to the formula. Just do it.
There,
making
in the history of video games, there's been one game that has made the jump from a one player game to an MMO that has been successful, and everyone's been trying to copy it, and nobody can, and it's always stupid when it comes out. Look, Final Fantasy did it, and it was stupid.
Yep.
Now they're doing it, and stupid. Just because fucking World of Warcraft was popular. They made the jump and they did it right.
Yep.
Doesn't mean everyone can fucking do it.
True.
Yeah. Either you start with something and you stay with it, or you just don't do it at all.
I mean, let's be fair. It's good to take risks. Okay.
Yeah, but this is like
game companies should try new things because they might stumble onto something that works and that people like.
Right.
So I don't hold it against Bethesda. But this non-refund policy is fucking bullshit.
Or not in the stupid nylon bag. Like, I'm not a big fan of these special editions and stuff.
I'm not either.
I know you buy them, but I don't get it.
Oh, and no, I've only bought this is the only one that I'm buying.
I thought you bought the
the God of War one.
Yeah.
Which I didn't. I should have. But I wanted to get the actual PS4 Pro version, which I'm upset that I didn't.
You look so good when you do that. But I don't understand spending $200 on a video game so you can get a satchel. Like, I don't.
Yeah,
what are you going to do with it?
That doesn't make
fill
sense.
Fill it full of Nuka-Cola?
But I'm going to put my bottle caps in it.
Yeah, right?
So this is the only, like, and I
damn,
hardly ever.
Burping up pine cone all fucking night.
This is the only thing. The it's Super disgusting. Smash Bros. Is the only thing that I've actually pre-ordered that came
but
with something.
But you also, that's a good, it came with a controller.
A controller, correct.
That you can use to play that game that you would have had to buy separately to
right.
get the Smash experience.
Right.
You need that.
Yeah.
If you're trying to smash.
Smash with the best.
Yeah, that's right. So now there is a law firm that is looking to take them to court over the bags because, you know, false advertisement and all of that.
That, and I think also over the non-refund thing.
No, I think it's just for the bags.
Just for the bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't...
Well, they're investigating the refund policy and the Power Armor Edition advertisements.
But that's really hard to do, right?
I don't think you can... Yeah, that is hard to do, and I don't think you could do it over the refund policy. If the policy was in place before, you're kind of fucked there. But if they advertise these bags,
yeah,
and they sent you this crappy nylon thing, like an IKEA bag, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, the bag thing makes sense,
and they should totally get fucked over that.
The refund, like, dude, you're going out of your way, and you're spending your own money. I didn't force you to buy this game. Even though it's shit, I didn't hold a gun to your head, say,
right.
hey, you need to buy Fallout 76. Even though it's trash, like, I just don't understand
well, there's
that.
There's so many Fallout fanboys.
There are.
Yeah, but most of those fanboys, too, are like a lot of people out there in general were like, I love this game. Why? Give me a good example on why you love it.
Yeah.
Because of the Pip-Boy.
Really? Really?
That's it. That's the one reason. I don't know. What you got? Some more Fallout stuff over there?
Yeah, there was.
While we're shitting on them.
There was another. This group of guys were griefing some people on 76.
Not on an online game, really.
Yeah, this group of guys was griefing this other group of guys, and were saying, you know, we have come to eliminate all gays. Just basically, just like It was a virtual hate crime. And the other players probably weren't even gay. Like, there's no reason to suspect they are. They're just playing Fallout, right?
Right.
Other than the fact that they're playing Fallout. So some self-loathing gays decided to eliminate all other gays.
Jeez.
But
we're gonna kill you, homos.
There can be only one. So
we're going to hell.
The guy's getting griefed, recorded it, put it on Twitter, and they're like, so Bethesda, fix this homophobic, you know, like, we need a way to report shit like this, because there is currently no way of reporting abusive players.
That's a big thing.
Other than putting it on Twitter and having it go viral, which, if Twitter's good for anything, it's something like that.
Yeah. That is a big thing for online gaming. Like, when you put out an online game, you immediately have to put in like some type of ticketing or something like that for this type of shit.
You have to have a way to report abuse. There are shitty fucking people playing this game.
No.
Well, and it's all games.
Specifically.
There's a lot of it in all of online gaming.
Yeah.
Because I think Overwatch, which, I mean, we'll talk about Overwatch here in a little bit, but Overwatch took a long time to implement some type of online ticketing, because it's a toxic community. Any game online, there's going to be...
Online gaming is toxic.
Yeah, and you have some people that throw matches and do that, and it pisses a lot of people off. You know, and I want to be able to say, you know what? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, I'm ticketing you and several other people, and then we'll just kick you out of the match.
I was playing like a co-op mission on Red Dead Online. And
with a random?
With three other randoms.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know, we failed the first. There was one guy in the group had a headset, and the whole time he's telling everybody else what to do. Calling us fucking noobs. Oh, you fucking noobs. You fucking amateurs. It's like,
game's been out for a month. We're all noobs.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, no.
There's only so much you can do.
The online game's been out for less than 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
And this guy's already screaming at us. And I was like, if I had a fucking headset, I would probably get trolled and get into a fucking shouting match with this douchebag and be like, hey, bro, shut the fuck up. No one gives a fuck what you think.
Oh, you had your headset on?
No, my headset. Okay. My headset broke.
Uh-oh.
So I'm not using it. I wish I'd bought one on Black Friday, but...
They still have deals.
Maybe it's a...
Amazon. Didn't.
Anyway, yeah, they're just like, first day the game launches, there's already some dipshit telling us how to play the fucking game.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it's really fucking annoying. Online gaming, there's just always shitbirds... Sitting in their fucking room alone.
In their shit nests.
That's right. Shitbirds shitting in their shit nests. Squawking at everybody else because they think they know everything.
So I was playing 2K, and it's like a one-on-one thing. And, of course, this guy's talking all kinds of shit, and I was just getting...
We don't need Charles here. Lorenzo's a black guy. I was playing 2K.
Well, so this guy was talking all kinds of shit. He was getting irritated, and I was just like, dude, I just want to play the fucking game. Like, just shut up. Like, if you want to talk, like, talk shit, but, like, when you start the whole and this and that, like, I just get irritated. So I put my headset next to my radio, and I put on Infinite Annihilator and just cranked it up.
I wonder what that sounded like on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I was playing a different mission, and there was one guy with a headset, and I could hear his child making sounds in the background. And I just, again,
hey, get your babies out the street.
A good thing I didn't have a headset, because I was like, I would say right now, either mute your mic or fucking mute your baby. But
he's like, hold on, and you hear this.
So these
did you
guys
just smother your child? What happened?
There's a video on at least this is linked to the Twitter post of these guys calling them faggots and saying they're gonna kill all gays. We're cleansing the wasteland.
Cleansing the wasteland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they judges?
I guess. Yeah.
The cursed earth.
They called themselves gay eliminators.
No, they could have been gay eliminators. That would have been way more clever.
Didn't sound like they were too clever, but one of the players, Nathan the Hick, and that's Hick with two C's.
Wow, at least he
knows.
Really?
At least he knows.
It's Hick with two C's.
Okay. Somebody that's probably sleeping with his sister.
who's probably thick with two C's.
Yeah.
As Nathan the Hick told Eurogamer that he doesn't regret role-playing a hate crime. He wouldn't apologize if given the chance, which it sounds like he was given the chance. Said it was just a late night of having fun, and after the first encounter, which you can see on his YouTube channel, we felt it would be fun to offend some people. You can call that evil, but I think it's just playful immaturity.
I can't argue with him. I don't know.
It's trolling is what it is.
Because we this show is built on playful immaturity.
It really is. But we don't go around reenacting hate crimes.
That's true.
I don't know how often you go on here and be like, I hate all gays, and I want to kill them and rid them of...
Have you listened to this Lorenzo. Show? We got 7 years of this.
Don't say things like that. First, you butcher our intros, and now you're butchering...
Now we're banned on YouTube. Great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot,
There's probably
Lorenzo.
An algorithm out there that's going to
find
what
you get for
it.
Hiring a Mexican.
I know.
Wow. Wow.
I don't regret it. I don't regret that hate crime.
So racist.
I got some lighter Fallout news, which is actually kind of funny. So three groups of people somehow launched a coordinated tactical nuclear strike. All three of them.
Oh.
And it crashed the server.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Like how
do you can't get three groups of people to do fucking anything. You can barely get your own group of people to stay focused on something. This is pretty fucking good. They got three groups of people to launch a nuclear strike.
I'm sure
from three different spots.
How long was the server down?
I don't see that, how long it was down. But
that's actually, just booted right back up.
That's pretty good, though. That's I mean, if you can crash a server like with just three groups of people, that's pretty good.
They nuked the server. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, it can't, like when we play in, like, when we used to play GTA Online, there'd be, like, three or four of us, and, like, two of us would be focusing on the mission, and the other person is, like, in the back alley, like, shooting a woman for no reason. Like, what are you doing? Hold on, I'm shooting this lady.
Or Forrest is just doing barrel rolls.
Right.
Like, just flying upside down over the city. Like,
Forrest, we got to pick up these packages, and he just crashes into the side of a building. You're like, ugh.
He would just be, like, practicing landing his Harrier jet in the middle of a street.
There you go.
Taking off or trying to land on the top of a mountain. He was always in a plane.
Always.
It's great.
But yeah, that's pretty good. That three groups of people could fucking coordinate. I'm proud of them.
Days.
Proud of them. Me too.
You know what? Red Dead Online, they need to add in some kind of like Kitty Hawk
fucking
like pedal powered plane missions. That'd be cool. Like, what kind of crazy shit are they going to add? Because they are always adding crazy shit
to
GTA.
Yeah.
Got to be a jetpack.
Got to be jetpacks.
Got to be a jetpack.
Could you see?
They're already trolling people with, like, there's this. After the game ended, I went up into the frozen north to find something, and I came across this frozen couple. This couple was frozen.
Oh, like dead?
And they were holding a piece of paper, and I open it, and it's like, it's kind of this weird map. And I, like, look it up because I'm like, oh, God damn it, another map. I'm going to look this up online. And it's something that hasn't been solved yet.
Really?
Oh.
They think it has to do with aliens.
Again?
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Rockstar loves trolling their users with this.
With aliens
alien
and Bigfoot.
Shit. Alien and Bigfoot. And there's a time traveler story arc, too.
Really?
Yeah. There's like these rock carvings you can find. And in the corner of each rock carving, it's like the rock carvings are kind of depictions of different times in different times in time.
Okay. Time periods?
And different places on places. Different
time periods and locations. It's okay. I got it.
There's always like this little portal with a guy stepping through it, or you can almost make it out. So there's kind of a time travel thing going on.
Well, that'd be cool.
Story arc with that might be interesting.
Like the mystery stuff. That's fun. So I was watching Daredevil, as I do. And now I can't.
Did they take it off completely?
No. It'll still be on there.
Okay, I was going to say, I might finish it
one day.
But
it's been canceled. I mean, I guess you should have saw it coming. I thought they canceled Iron Fist because it was dumb.
They're canceling all of them. They're all moving to the new Disney Channel.
And now that's gone. So are they going to... There has been nothing about Jessica Jones yet, but that'll probably get canceled. And then...
Or they'll just forget about the one.
What about the Punisher? Dude, you can't put the Punisher on that Disney Plus.
No.
There's no way.
No.
There's no fucking way.
Either it'll just get canceled and never
outright.
brought back, or they'll keep it on Netflix, which I hope. I want season two of Punisher so right. fucking bad.
That's the I think that's the best of these shows.
It's the only one worth a shit, in my opinion.
I don't know. I like the Daredevil.
I still haven't even seen it yet. And I thought I liked it, but I think
there was too much character development in season three. Like, we already know these characters. You gotta stop.
Right.
You gotta stop with the character.
Well, I just hate that every conversation is whispered. But Luke Cage did the same thing.
Everyone talks real soft.
They gotta be secretive. They're superheroes.
Like,
just secrets.
I know he's deaf.
Chester.
And he's got, like, super hearing.
Chester.
But do we really need to talk, like, with our nap time voices?
With our indoor voices?
Use your nap time voices.
Every single time I hear that, you better put your inside voice on before I put your ass outside. It just Chappelle
what the fuck?
For the Chappelle Show.
What did I know? I never watched that show.
You never watched Chappelle Show?
Really?
Really?
Who's on that?
Yeah, who's Chappelle. On that?
Dave Chappelle.
Who?
Never
it's heard coming of him. Out.
He sounds French. <He's>
David Chappelle. So yeah, that's gone.
Yeah,
that's sad.
See you later, Daredevil.
I mean, Netflix has a ton of good shows, but it sucks that they're gonna try to move it to this Disney thing. That the only people who are subscribing to that is people who want their kids to watch The Little Mermaid. I mean, I'm not gonna go over there because they have all these Marvel and Star Wars properties.
All the Marvel movies will be on there. All the Star Wars movies will be on there.
Why waste your time?
There's talks of doing the live action Star Wars series with the Game of Thrones showrunners.
I got that here. You mean The Mandalorian or something else?
What?
Because they're making a show based on a Mandalorian. Not Boba Fett. This is after Boba Fett.
He was the last Mandalorian.
Not anymore. There's another one. And it's going to be a show made by Jon Favreau, which I could probably get behind because I like Jon Favreau. And he did a good job with the Iron Man. But
I don't understand this.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. Oh, and then apparently Pedro Pascal is going to be in it.
Who's that?
Speaking of Game of Thrones. He was the...
Was he the serpent?
Was that it?
The sand snake?
The guy that got poisoned.
Hold on.
What the hell is his
name? Pedro Pascal?
Yeah. The one that had to fight the one
Prince
that had to
Oberon.
Fight the, yeah, had to fight the mountain.
Prince Oberon.
Yeah. Him. So apparently he's going to be in it.
I like him. Is he the Mandalorian?
Yeah, I think so. He's in talks right now.
Nah, still, that's not enough.
It's the Wild West in space. Isn't that how they described Solo?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fast and the Furious in space.
So it's the Wild West in space.
If they want the Wild West in space, they need to bring back Firefly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Chester.
Bring back Firefly.
Bring it back. Nathan Fillion needs work.
Let's just, for the rest of the episode, let's just chant, bring back Firefly.
Browncoats unite. Nathan, I just saw him in something. Good. What the hell did I just see him in?
The Good Cop.
Nathan Fillion?
Oh, no. He's in Big Mouth.
Big Mouth a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, he was.
It's pretty funny. As himself.
As himself, yeah. I don't know. Again, is this going to be on Disney's thing? I didn't see that anywhere, but it probably is.
I heard that PewDiePie is going to have a new show on Disney.
No way. No way.
No, not really.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
I was just trying to segue into PewDiePie news.
Let's talk. You want to talk? I don't know. Do you want to see this Mandalorian show? I guess I'm curious about it. I like Mandalorians, and I like Jon Favreau.
You can watch it on your Fire Stick or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's nothing for me to hate about it other than I'm kind of getting Star Wars'd out.
Right.
I want to take down all these fucking posters and shit. This is ridiculous.
I don't understand. Like, it's
that's why I'm behind you, too.
It's like Marvel all over again. Like, they have these two giant... You know, and it's like, well, we need to make sure that...
Take it down. It belongs in a museum.
So do you. What were you saying, Lorenzo?
They, like, really? Really?
No, I agree. Disney beat shit to death. Like, they're redoing all of their cartoons now as live action.
Lion King, Aladdin, and something else.
Just because Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Just because a few of them were, like, successful.
Right.
So they're like, let's do come up with some new fucking shit, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, Beauty and Beast worked, so let's do everything.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work, because a lot of people who did see it, they saw it one time, and they're like, it doesn't hold up compared to
Did it make money based on its production budget?
That's the only thing that you're going to... Yes. Yeah.
That's who cares,
of course.
Then who cares? If they can get everyone in America to go watch it once, they made a bunch of money, and who cares? Yeah. If it endures, as long as it puts money in their pocket,
if it turns
this season,
a profit, that's all they give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Milk that cash cow until it's fucking withered.
And that's the whole new thing, right? That they want to reboot it as like live action. Or, well, we can't. And I got into a big argument about this.
And now, Toy Story 4?
Yeah.
Oh, about the Lion King being live action? Yeah, it's anime. It's computer animated. It's not live action
at all.
It's all
CGI, yeah. It's like, really, like, how can you have, whatever, fuck it, whatever.
Whatever.
It just pisses me off.
Whatever,
bro.
You know what? I hope The Mandalorian is CGI. I hope the whole fucking show is.
Pedro Pascal's just
animated. He just phones it in. He like literally calls and is like, I'm a Mandalorian. Listen to my voice. You can tell by the way my voice is that I'm a Mandalorian. That's it.
That's all you need.
What do you got over there, Chester?
Oh, so PewDiePie.
The Pewds.
The Pewds.
Finally. Welcome to our weekly PewDiePie segment.
The PewDiePie is at war. Not literally.
Not literally.
But he's about to be overtaken as the most popular channel on YouTube.
Bye.
Okay, so being most popular.
Most subscribers.
Oh, really? Wow. By who?
By
Jimmy DiResta.
It is Indian music distributor called T-Series.
There's a ton of people in India.
There are 1.3 billion people in India.
So it's true.
They are tied right now at 72 million subscribers. PewDiePie is about 100,000 ahead, or at least at the time this article was posted.
It's probably done now.
It's probably over.
Okay,
probably
so over. So the one thing with like that, they do a bunch of music videos. Is that what you're trying to say?
Indian music production company. They post like music videos and trailers.
Okay.
For Bollywood trailers.
Okay, so this is where I kind of get into the whole idea of this. Like, PewDiePie is one person, and he does all, like,
was one person.
But
now he's a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, but he still does all of his own stuff. Like,
I doubt it.
Well, he's got production.
People help him out, but he literally is, like, what made him famous. Like,
he is what made him famous.
Not like... really?
What's the other one? T-Series?
T-Series.
But now you have like these music videos.
You gonna subscribe? Subscribe now.
Because how many does... what's it?
Fuck PewDiePie.
The final countdown to T-Series versus PewDiePie.
I was like reading in numbers. 72385 versus 72486. So yeah, it's still about 100,000.
That's just crazy.
All right. Well, check out our website later to look for the ticker as we do the countdown to PewDiePie being dethroned.
I'm going to subscribe to T-Series right now.
Just to dethrone PewDiePie.
Fuck PewDiePie.
How long has he been in the number one spot?
A couple of years. Oh. Gee, wow.
You got to mute this. Oh, wow. Auto-tuned Indian music.
Shorty.
Oh, wow. Really?
Is this what you listened to the whole time you were in India?
This is what we're dancing to up in the clubs.
You didn't go to clubs, did
you? I went to one Indian dance club. Two.
How was it?
Two Indian dance clubs.
Was it just like an American one?
Did it smell like curry?
With less groping?
It was just like an American one, except everyone was drinking Budweiser.
Was there groping?
No groping. Not that I noticed.
Did you grow up? Y'all,
it was packed. The place was fucking packed.
Who's going to grow up?
There was 1.3 billion people in the club.
Everybody was there.
You can find me in the club. Bottle full of Bud.
Everybody and their horses.
Are there horses there?
There were horses in the club.
Did they bring their scooters too? They're honking at each other. Hey, get out of my way.
Didn't see a lot of scooters there. There's a lot of motorcycles though. A
lot of motorcycles?
Everyone rides motorcycles.
Hell yeah, they do.
You'd fit right in, Ryan.
Hell yeah.
Do they wear all their safety stuff too?
They all wear helmets. I think it was funny. You'd see like families. You'd see like a family of four on a motorcycle.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that shit in Taiwan. I saw a dude with a refrigerator on the back of his motorcycle in Taiwan. They don't give a fuck there.
Like the football player, the fridge?
No. No, an actual refrigerator.
Wow.
Yeah. Was he just carrying it like with one hand or what? Or was it strapped on?
It was strapped to his body.
Wow. Amazing.
It was resting on like the tail.
Uh-huh.
And it was strapped.
I saw some crazy
around.
Shit being carried on motorcycles.
Yeah, like a goat.
Let's get back to the PewDiePie news, right? So, some PewDiePie fans have taken it upon themselves in an effort to fight on his behalf, which is just fucking retarded, okay? The man makes millions.
Yes.
And there are people buying billboards.
Really?
Telling people to subscribe to PewDiePie.
Wow.
Okay.
This other guy figured out, he says it took him 30 minutes to figure out how to hack 50,000 printers and print on these printers a message.
Subscribe to PewDiePie?
Attention, PewDiePie is in trouble and he needs your help to defeat T-Series. PewDiePie, the currently most subscribed to channel on YouTube, is at stake of losing his position as the number one position by an Indian company called T-Series.
Wow.
That simply uploads videos of Bollywood trailers and songs. What to do? Number one, unsubscribe from T-Series. Two, subscribe to PewDiePie.
How many people that have those printers are subscribed to T-Series? I haven't even heard of it till just now.
Right?
I know.
Three, share awareness to this issue. Hashtag save PewDiePie. Four, tell everyone you know. Seriously. Five, bro fist. And then there's like a ASCII fist.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Extra points. Subscribe to these other douchebags who are probably somehow related to the hacking. Yeah.
This is dumb.
I'm putting it on our Facebook right now. Save PewDiePie.
No, fuck PewDiePie.
Hi.
Save PewDiePie. Hashtag save PewDiePie. Subscribe to T-Series. Yeah, this guy said, the most horrifying part is I never considered hacking printers before. The whole learning, downloading, and scripting process took no more than 30 minutes.
Wow.
So really?
Apparently it's very easy.
Well, why would you need to...
Printers and printer security.
Why would you need security on a printer?
What if there's children in your house and they start printing gay sex photos? Okay?
Well, why would
How do I get someone to send me gay sex photos? I want
do you
some
have a
photos.
Printer?
Nah, bro.
Okay.
No, I want to teach my children myself about gay sex.
Hey, whoa. Double ban from YouTube.
Don't take that away from me. Don't take that away from me, okay?
Great, now we're double banned. I hope you guys are fucking happy.
Jeez.
I don't know. I could see fucking shitty people printing out hate messages and shit
yeah,
like that.
I could totally see that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably those Fallout guys.
Right?
Help us defeat the gays.
Right? Eliminate all gays.
Did you see that, by the way?
Or
what?
My vape thing was down here, and I hit it with my arm, and it flipped up and landed on my phone.
No, I did not see
I'm
that.
Like a wizard. Cool.
Are you?
Yeah. What else you got over there? You got something, Lorenzo? You bring something to the table besides this Overwatch garbage?
That's the only thing. I told Jesus you. I said the Christ. Daredevil thing.
I was already on the Daredevil thing.
Yeah, but you already thought about that, and then the
all right. This one kind of aggravates me. I thought it was cool at first, and then I thought about it for like 2 seconds, and it made me really mad.
Take a siesta over there, Lorenzo.
Yeah. So
I will.
You've done enough.
Blizzard is asking people to help them decorate their office or their Christmas tree or whatever the fuck they're decorating.
I don't care about this.
And they want people to make ornaments and send them to them. So they want you to spend more time and money on something that you spent time and money on.
You know people are gonna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just aggravates me. Like, look, I know you bought our game and you spent a lot of time doing it and you bought all of our DLC. Now take all of the rest of your free time and make something for us.
They don't have a DLC.
Slaves. They don't have any DLC?
No, everything's given to you for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
In what game?
Overwatch.
Yeah, but you still got to pay $60 for the game.
No, that's I think for the holidays, I think it was $20.
Eh.
I'm not mad at that.
Not worth it.
I'm not mad at that.
But so now going on to something else with Overwatch, I did mention this.
I thought they were going to ask for people to design stuff and then they would make it, which is fine.
Hey, pay okay to come to our convention where we don't announce anything worth mentioning.
Ooh.
Pay $60 for our games. Pay $60 for a remake of our game that
Do
was
you
released
not have
10,
a phone?
15 years ago.
Do you not have a phone, Chester?
What is this phone thing? I have a PS4. Does that count?
Yes.
Do you have a computer?
It's Skype on my PS4, right?
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. You have a phone.
You do have a
but
phone.
But your headset's broken. I don't know why I'm so aggravated about this Overwatch thing.
Why do you ask about my phone?
Aggravates me.
Why do you...
So you can
I don't want the internet to know if I have a phone or not. So
you can play Diablo 4.
Yeah. Duh.
The spiritual successor to Diablo 3.
What is it? Eternal? Diablo Eternal?
Immortal?
Immortal. Immortal.
Yeah. I'm going to play the shit out of it. I'm not. My phone's so bad now that I don't get text messages until like 4 hours later.
Dude, it's so annoying.
Diablo disappointment.
It is so annoying.
You should have got a hold of me on Hangouts, bro. That always works.
Is it? No, it does?
Yeah, I never had a problem with Hangouts. It's always just
text
messages.
That's why I message you on Hangouts like exclusively now, because some years ago you were like, just use Hangouts.
Yeah.
We
went to trivia last night, and I'm like, are you going to trivia? And he texted me back, but I didn't get it. I'm like, so is that a no? And then I came all the way home.
You went to trivia without me again.
No, and he called me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're here right now. I'm like, goddamn phone. What time did you text me? At like 6? It came through 2 hours later.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock.
6.
It's fantastic. I was already like there in the parking lot by the time it came through.
Yeah, I was already like messaging him a bunch of times like, hey, this is what time I'm leaving. This is what time I'll be there or whatever. And then he texts me like,
it's a real fascinating story.
It's at 7 like after trivia started, and he's like, are you not going to go? I'm like, dude, just fucking show up. You know we'll be there.
So I'm going to download Diablo on my phone.
All right, let us know.
It's finally going to explode.
Maybe you'll play that instead of Red Dead.
That'll be the thing. Well, yeah, but I always have my phone with me. I don't always have a PlayStation with me.
I thought you were gonna do the Zelda thing.
Are you talking about?
Isn't that your next big endeavor? The new Zelda game.
Oh, yeah, he just gave it to me this week. When did you give it to me? This weekend, right?
This past weekend.
Yeah, I just got it. I just actually totally forgot about it. My backpack, when I went to take it to work this morning so I could get beer.
Mm-hmm.
Not at work, just for here. Yeah, I know. I was like taking everything out of it. I'm like, oh shit, I totally have this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll play it. I'll play the shit out of it.
You know, I'm thinking in retrospect,
next year.
When you go to
Sholo.
I should
have talked about this Red Dead economy.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Playing Red Dead.
Let's do it right now.
Well, if we're going to talk about economy, why don't we talk about the Overwatch getting investigated by the FTC, by the U.S.?
Oh, for the gambling and the loot boxes?
Loot boxes.
It's about time that somebody did.
Yeah, I mean, loot boxes are gambling. And, I mean, there's all kinds of studies and articles about the endorphins that gambling, like...
Right, because you could get something rare. Like, oh, my God.
Right?
Legendary armor. Who knows? I'll pay $5 for it. Oh, my God.
This shit has psychological effects on people.
Well, what they're worried about is kids. What it does to kids.
Stop worrying about the kids.
Well, no,
worry about the grown-ups for once.
The ones with the jobs that are paying the money.
Right?
Well, no, that's what they're saying. Because a lot of these people don't put any restrictions on their kids.
Right.
And they just let them go ahead and go spend 20 bucks on.
Because
a
lot of parents think that the PlayStation or Xbox is the babysitter.
Right.
Like, oh, good. Now mommy can sit down and binge watch Ozarks. Go do something.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree, and it's irresponsible.
That's what we do to you.
That's why I had a vasectomy, because I'm irresponsible.
I was an irresponsible kid. I used to call those hint lines for video games all the fucking time as a kid. Racked up all kinds of crazy phone bills.
You'd call a hint line?
Hint lines.
Yeah.
Really?
For Sam and Max on the road? Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yes, I did.
How do I get past this guy?
That game stumped me.
Okay. How much is that? Was it $2 every time or something like that?
It was something stupid, man. I don't even know. I was like 11 years old.
Money means nothing to me at 11.
Right?
Money's something that's a grown up's problem.
I was lighting cigars with $100 bills. I didn't know better. Might as well a bit.
All right. Speaking of money, let's talk about the Red Dead economy.
Well, people are bitching about it, and it does seem a little off. Because, In GTA, you do a fucking side mission or whatever, you make $500, right?
Yeah.
$500 to $1,500 every time you complete a mission or a side thing, right? In this, you make $3 to $5.
Do you think it's based on the time frame?
Yeah, it is based on the time frame.
Okay.
Things don't cost thousands of dollars in the game.
Right.
But there are some things that cost
significant
a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But I think that once you unlock them, you have them permanently. So, the people are complaining that what's that German pistol that fires repeatedly? Luger?
Luger.
Something like that. It's not the Luger specifically, but there's a gun. I'm just going to do a quick... okay, I'm not. Anyway, it costs $1,000 in the game, which would take like a long fucking time to make.
But you'd have a badass gun.
Yeah. Honestly, like, but do if you, really you like need that,
sign off a line or something.
I need
the Mauser. It's the Mauser.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, this guy was saying in 15 hours he made almost $400 in 15 hours, and this single gun is $1,000
in. Yeah, but that in that universe, that's a really powerful weapon. How long did you have to play GTA to get the fucking minigun? Level 120.
Well, you had to level up. Like, this gun, it doesn't even... I don't even know if there's a level restriction on it.
So, I don't think it's that bad, really.
I don't think so either. But then there's the... Like, in GTA, they had the shark cards, right? Where you could buy money. This has a separate... I just combined those words and said separate. There's a separate currency. It's gold bars. That there's no store yet because the game's still in beta, but where everyone's assuming that the gold bars will be if you spend real life money,
that'll be their shark.
You'll get the gold bars, and so there are some things that you can only buy with gold bars, and there are other things that you can buy really quickly, like immediately, if you had gold bars instead of having to earn the level and the money to buy it. And it's just like, it's obviously going to create a huge disparity,
right?
It is. If there's things that you can only get with gold bars, mm-hmm. like, I understand if there's things that you can get faster by spending money.
Horse insurance?
What?
Horse insurance.
That's a thing?
Costs gold bars.
Really?
Yes.
Horse insurance.
So I was reading today, like...
What's horse insurance?
Well, it's like GTA. In the actual game,
Did you have car insurance in GTA?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was not that expensive.
It wasn't expensive. And then people, when they blew up your car, they had to pay for your car. Your exactly. horse?
Are you serious?
Your horse?
Yeah, they had to pay for your car.
That's awesome.
Like if you had a supercar and someone blew it up, it would cost them like $20,000 or more.
Right. But if you didn't have insurance, you couldn't get the car back?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't know if you could or not.
But in this, and
did
I didn't
you have to put insurance on every single one of your cars?
I don't know. I just did
it
anyways.
You don't have to. You just do.
I think once you buy the insurance, then you can save it in your garage. I don't think you could save it in your garage unless you pay for insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
okay.
It was okay. like $160.
And there were some things that you stole that you couldn't get insurance on. You had to actually buy in game. Was there a way of forcing you to earn
to
cars?
Buy like supercars? You couldn't you couldn't steal supercars and shit.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
But you know, in the actual RDR game, if your horse dies, you have to buy a new horse.
Right.
In this, if your horse dies, and I didn't realize this, if your horse dies, you have to wait 2 minutes, and then it'll respawn.
Okay.
If you have horse insurance, it'll just like get
immediately.
Back up immediately.
Okay.
So if you have a horse revive, you can bring it back immediately, which probably costs money too. I read something that said a can of beans was $9, like, which is you have to do 3 different fucking missions to earn $9 in the game. So you
Holy
buy
shit.
A single can of beans. Yeah, it seems off. Some people are griping that it's like $18.99 wages with 2018 prices, which is. Yeah, sounds kind of right, but whatever. If you die in the game, there's no penalty. Like, you don't lose money like you do in the single-player game.
Yeah.
If you die in the online game, you just respawn nearby.
Okay.
So, not a whole lot of penalty for dying.
Right.
So, I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't know. That'll work itself out. Rockstar's good at what they do. But
yeah, I mean, they'll figure it out.
And, you know, gamer nerds like to bitch. Bunch of entitled fucking assholes.
We've been doing it for a fucking hour.
Yeah, but we're good at it, and it's funny.
That's what we get paid to do.
Another Red Dead Online thing is people aren't sure if it's an exploit or a bug, but when you go to Saint Denis in the online, there's just burnt up boats falling from the sky.
Really?
It's just
nice.
And when enough of them fall, and I guess some of them are invisible, so if you're riding at full speed through Saint Denis, your horse could wreck into an invisible boat and
just
die.
That just sounds so fucking biblical,
right?
Doesn't it? Just burning boats falling from the sky. I don't know why, it just sounds so biblical.
What happened to frogs falling from the sky?
Yeah, we're done with that shit.
Now we need burning boats.
Burning boats falling from the sky. So be careful out there if you're in Saint Denis. If enough of them fall, it can crash the server or cause screen tearing or some shit.
Oh, really? Like that many boats are falling from the sky?
I guess, yeah, man.
It's like the game couldn't decide if it should rain or if it should just rain boats. Does it rain boats and hoes? Right? Or just boats?
Boats and hoes.
Just boats.
It's got to be both of them.
All right, what are you going to do? That's awesome, though, that it's raining boats. Yep. I don't think that's a bug. I think that was an actual thing they did on purpose.
I'm all for it.
They didn't. Yeah, I'm all about it. It's raining boats up in here.
How are we going to get to Tahiti now, man? Yeah. No boats.
Oh, geez. Well, thanks for sticking it out, folks. I know this one was real hard, you know, with Chester being as sick as he is.
I'm real hard.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
And speaking of paying for additional content, thanks to our patrons, the Content Control Podcast and Thomas Howard.
You're the real MVPs.
You guys are the real MVPs. You make it possible to... I don't even know how to get this money out of here. By the way, your money is just going somewhere. I don't even know how to get it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But I appreciate it. I'm just going to save it up until it's enough to pay for a really nice bottle of whiskey.
We need a new Williams sound thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it cut out for you a lot during this episode?
Not at all.
Oh, it cut out.
Once you smashed it enough that it started working?
No, it cut out at least 10 times for me. Yeah. Oh,
wow. We need a new one of those.
It's all right. You guys are loud enough that I can hear you. don't forget to get over to our website and check out our past episodes and get over to the Facebook page. We're going to have that contest for for Smash Up.
Smash on the
Switch.
By
the time this episode comes out. So if you want to get in on that,
we'll be announcing one of the two winners.
Yeah, right.
For what is it?
Tomb Raider.
I think your brother is disqualified because he's been on the show, and I don't think he's allowed to win.
I don't think he was interested anyway.
So yeah, so look out for that.
Yeah, get to our Patreon, YGANF.
Yep.
Patreon.com/YGANF.
I'm sure you can just search guys are no fun on
the
here.
No fun show
you
on Facebook.
Are no fun.
We're inconsistent.
Yeah, it was really easy to find at Patreon. I just searched for You Guys Are No Fun.
It's an acronym on one side. It's the No Fun Show on
another.
If
I go to Facebook and I search for You Guys Are No... Oh, there it is too. Seriously, just search for it.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. Ryan, every site has a search.
You're giving too much credit to these retards that listen to our show. You gotta spell it out for these dumb fuckers.
All right, we're episode 56. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo.
You idiots.